Okay, question 28. So how doth Christ exalt the office of a priest? The answer is Christ executeth the office of a priest in his once offering up himself a sacrifice to satisfy divine justice, reconcile us to God, and in making continual intercession for us. The scripture references here, I'm going to go to Hebrews 9:14, Asher, and I want to do 13 too. I forgot to tell you about that. So we have Hebrews 9:13 and 14. It says, "For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkle the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" And then we had verse 28. "So Christ, who offered once to bear the sins of many, to those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation." All right, the second reference where it talked about that he'd reconcile us to God, we have Hebrews 2:17. "Therefore, in all things, he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people." Propitiation is just a wrath-removing sacrifice. And then Hebrews 7:24 and 25. "But he, because he continues forever with an unchangeable priesthood, therefore he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them." So we don't need to go to a priest. We can go directly to Jesus Christ. He'll go directly to the Father. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your office of priest, Lord. We pray that that you would continue to help us, mold us, and help us to make us into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we ask. Amen.